Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
Fuck thy neighbour. I'm sleeping with my hot 25-year-old neighbour. His dick is not only pretty, it is pretty big too. We're about a dozen fucks in, and I'm thinking that life after 40, for me and for now, is better than it's ever been. But it can't be roses all of the time. Until recently, one thing had been bothering me. I couldn't come when my neighbour went down on me. I come on top with his dick all snug inside. All I needed was a little help from my vibrating clit tickler. I call these million-volt orgasms, the deepest kind that go on for a sweet minute, starting with the beads of sweat on my tits and ending in a full orchestral thrum when I throw my vibrator to the side and grind down in figures of eight. There was still something I craved about coming with his head between my legs, though. I wanted him to be right there with his mouth and his nose in my cunt. I wanted him in the wetness of it all. I wanted him to smell my ripeness, my richness. I wanted his glistening face to look up at me from the wide V of my thighs, and I wanted to smile at him, drunkenly. The only thing that was preventing the big O in oral was me, of course. This hot young guy is a generous lover with skills aplenty. And he appreciates all of me. And yet, I was unable to fully let go. My cunt has seen a lot in the last 20 years. The birth of 3 kids for one. And I suppose that's a big deal when a head's getting busy down there. But if we wanted to crack it, we had to work at it. So off we went to the seaside for the weekend, as far away from his housemates and my kids as possible. After we woke on the first morning, I said, "Tea." "Only after I've made you come with my tongue," he replied, pulling my body back towards him. "What if your mouth can't make me come?" I said. "Don't be stupid. Tell me what you want," he said. And with that, he started kissing my tits and then my stomach before planting his lips on the plumpness of my cunt. "Don't look a gift horse in the mouth," I thought. "Let that gift horse use his mouth to do exactly what it wants to do. Give." He started gently, opening me up with his full, wet tongue. I was water and he was a lion, and his licks were warm and steady as he lapped thirstily. "Mmm, you taste fucking delicious." I looked down at him and he was smiling. I turned my head to the side and closed my eyes. "Tell me what you want," he said. My first thought was, "I don't know." Because sometimes when you haven't asked yourself for a while, you simply don't. "I like to be wet, really wet," I said, surprised at how confident I sounded. He took a sip of water and then spat a little of the mouth-warmed liquid into my cunt. "I like a hard tongue," I continued, buoyed up by his willingness to do as I said. He pushed deep inside my cunt with his rigid tongue, in and out, loosening me up, making me remember how good a willing mouth can feel. Water and spit had slid to my arsehole, and he followed the wet line with his tongue before circling slowly, softly, slowly, softly. "Yes, yes, this feels good," I said. "Now your finger." I felt his hard finger against my soft rim, begging to be let in. "Yes," I said. "There, keep doing that." And his tongue moved gently up and down the seam between my cunt and my arsehole. Every few heartbeats, he circled my arsehole with his finger, then his tongue, before exploring deeper inside, opening me up wide enough for both finger and tongue. Soon I could feel the dampness of the sheets, and he grabbed my arse cheeks, pulled them wide apart, cupped my flesh in his hands, licking deeper, more hungrily. God knows what's me and what's him, I thought, because we felt as one. No matter. All I cared about was his tongue sliding up to my cunt again. As he flicked my clit, I slipped a couple of fingers into my cunt. Soon my fear gave way to a feeling of pleasure. I'm going to come, I thought. I'm going to come hard this time. I brought my wet fingers up to my tits, pinching my nipples hard, watching them turn dark, feeling them grow harder. Your fingers, all of them, I said breathlessly. I couldn't manage many more words, lost to the vastness of desire. But he knew. He knew that I didn't want just one or two fingers. I wanted as many as he could fit inside. His tongue knew too. It knew what to do, and I was open to all of him. The kaleidoscope of colours started building in my mind. Frantic images of bodies sprawling, plentiful, silky, and fire. It was all there, a raucous chorus line of flesh and desire. I'm going to come. I'm gonna come. Mmm, he said, rubbing his face hard against my dripping cunt. I need your tongue, I said, scared that I'd lose the feeling. But he was playing. He was teasing me, getting me almost there, but not letting me go all the way. Wait, he said, and he slid up my body, taking a nipple in his mouth and sucking hard. I begged him to keep on with his tongue on my clit. Wait, he said, kissing me open-mouthed on the lips. I pushed his shoulders down. Please, I said. And there it was, his tongue on my clit again, playing with it like a cat plays with a mouse, flicking it quickly from side to side, all the colours in my mind flaring up once more. And I knew that this was going to be big. The room swallowed me whole as he sucked on my clit and moved his tongue from side to side. I was gone, I was being drawn in, and the build-up was the only thing that mattered, the only thing that existed. Soon my cunt had swallowed the room whole. It was the vortex that had taken me, him, and everything in. I let out long, loud sighs. I squeezed my thighs to hold his head tight, right there, right where it mattered. I'm coming, I moaned. Surrender, no going back. Those colours were softer now, giant marshmallows into which I was sinking. I am really fucking coming, I said as if I couldn't quite believe it. The entire apartment block could probably hear me, but I didn't give a damn. I wanted them to know about it. I wanted them to come as hard as I was coming right now. Later, after I'd sucked him off and he'd come all over my face, I said, "We did it. I hope we'll be doing it a whole lot more."